Over the years, you know, there's been all kinds of TV cop shows, crime shows on TV. You know what I'm talking about? And they're always all about good and evil. And there are always chase scenes, aren't there? In cars, running down the streets. And then they're on their radios and phones saying, "We are in pursuit of a suspect." You've heard this? And they run them down. The good guys always catch up to the bad guys. Don't you like that? The good guys always win. They catch the suspects and they arrest them, and goodness prevails. Let me ask you this question. Let us ask ourselves, what is my life pursuit? What is my life pursuit? To get ahead? To be popular? To have more than my neighbor? To make $1 million? To own the fastest car? What is my life pursuit? Listen to St. Paul in his letter to Timothy. He says to us, "You, a child of God, you, a follower of Jesus, you, a person graced by the Holy Spirit, pursue these things. Pursue righteousness, justice, and equality. Pursue devotion and reverence for God. Pursue a growth in faith and belief. Pursue love and compassion. Pursue patience and acceptance. Pursue gentleness and kindness." And then we listen to Jesus and the gospel give us a great story. He's teaching us and challenging us to look at what we pursue. We hear of the rich man who pursued wealth and comfort and popularity. He was filled with self-indulgence. He had wealth and possessions, a life of spoiling himself. And then we have Lazarus, the poor man who had a name. He pursued healing for his body, food just to survive, comfort for his pain, acceptance in his loneliness. And as we hear the story come to an end, the rich man in the end suffered. In the end, Lazarus received the comfort of heaven. The challenge of the gospel is for us to look at what is our life pursuit, to look at how we are living, to consider, am I doing enough to protect and care for life? Let us ask ourselves, as an invested Catholic Christian, what is my life pursuit? To get ahead or to get to heaven? To get wealth or to get equality? To get power or to get peace? To have control or to work for justice? Let us remember, our life pursuit is to stay focused on doing good, on serving and sacrificing, on living and loving, on gentleness and compassion, on protecting the sacredness of life, of seeking the peace of heaven. Let us remember, our life pursuit is to care for the poor man at the exit ramp, to help the hungry families through the food pantry at Catholic Social Services or the Faith in Action here in Dexter. Our pursuit is to pursue to support and to participate in the ministries and activities of service here at St. Joseph, because they help us to live and to grow in our Catholic faith. Today in prayer, let us remember, if we want the comfort of heaven, let us not pursue selfish gains, but pursue the grace of God through our lives of sacrifice and service in love. Amen.